ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to go day to day on that right now and, you know, just really look at him each day, just test the ankle in different ways to see if we can't get him back out there on Wednesday in some way, shape, or form. So we're going to just take it that way. And saw him this morning, talked to him, and he's like, let's push this thing. Let's see what we got, you know. And so we're going to try to take that approach with it and just go from there.
Dave Canales. Stay tuned this week to find out how Bulldog decides to hate him. Carolina coach. Is this one that we actually though where we actually saw the injury, Bryce Young?
Yes.
Or is not another? He's actually hurt, guys.
I think we saw it. Yeah. He went down awkwardly. Foot was trapped under him and got up and hobbled off and didn't play again. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's when he got hurt.
Sounds right. Although, even if you didn't see it, you might think, listen, can you come here for a second? We're 4-3. We're Carolina. You guys want to be doing this again in 2 years? Or maybe we could make a change here. Minnesota did it.
Mm-hmm.
And just sort of keep our 101 over there for a little while and see if we can't get, into playoff position. See what happens. Minnesota did do this. And is the experiment over? Is it time now for
them to just should be.
Go back to McCarthy's actually fine. He never was hurt.
Yeah, I don't know. I would not want to keep playing Carson Wentz by choice. I'm pretty confident saying that.
No, I agree.
If I were them.
They tried it.
They did win yeah.
a game or two. They did win. They beat the Browns, barely. Lost to Pittsburgh, lost yesterday. All close games.
Yeah.
But they're protecting McCarthy. And the Panthers could be... Well, they did it last year. Young was just terrible last year. They weren't in a race.
Right.
But at 4-3, they might think, it doesn't matter. I don't need to be conspiratorial about this.
They're 4-3 with him as quarterback.
He's already hurt.
Whatever his flaws are. But he's... Yeah, I don't think there's any question about his injury at this point.
No, I don't either.
The McCarthy thing was a little fishy. That's right. He didn't appear to be hurt as he finished that game, and then suddenly he had this injury. And so, I don't know. I didn't do a deep forensics dive to find earlier in that same game where he did hurt himself and got through it because of adrenaline or something. I don't know.
Yeah, don't bother.
Yeah. I don't really care that much.
Were you watching the Chiefs game when it was 4th-and-something and the Chiefs were on offense because they were always on offense in this game and it was like a 4th-and-short and Tony Romo said something about they're just going to try to draw him off and then Mahomes did a thing where he sort of looked to the sideline and threw his hands up?
Yeah.
I don't have the play or whatever.
Is this where he was swearing?
Was he?
There's audio of him saying this bleeping never bleeping works.
That was what he said?
That was what he said.
And then he gets right back under center and they run for a first down?
Yes, right.
I mean, do you really want to use that against the Raiders? There's a chart today from Tom Bliss, who was an NFL statistician.
Again?
There's another one.
Sorry.
There's always a chart on how teams are doing. This is really wonderful. They're doing the fake pretend to draw you off sides thing and then calling timeout less often than they've done in at least a decade. We've gotten over ourselves when it comes to this. In 2016, fourth and less than five, penalties or timeouts called, and then after they're called, there's a special teams play, a punt or a field goal attempt, was 45% of the time on these 9 years ago. Now it's 15. 12% is the team jumping offside. You're getting the freebie once in a while, and then 73% delay of game or false start. We're not having the, I'm just going to stand here and hope that you jump, and if you don't, timeout, then punt. We're not getting that as often as we used to, which is really good, because that's dumb.
There is now, I would think, some value in, although it might be swinging around completely to the point where we'll get teams starting to do that thing that they have stopped doing again, because I think there's value in lining up and having everyone, especially your opposition, think what Tony Romo thought yesterday and then actually running a play. Because, just don't jump. Just don't jump.
Oh, my God,
they ran a play. Someone's blocking me all of a sudden. I didn't think they were going to run a play.
I agree.
There's some fraction of a second there where I think there would be an advantage in running the play when you're not expected to, traditionally. And, of course, teams just go for it more often in general now as it is.
Which is also good. Let's go to CJ.
Unless it doesn't work.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Good, CJ, so, thanks.
I just want to straight to where we stand as a team. And I know through the drought, we've always had everything except for what we needed when it comes to a team around our quarterback. And now I feel as though our GM has us in a position where the rest of the team is not as strong as our quarterback. If you take Josh Allen off our team, where does the Bills stand against any team in the league? I feel as though our quarterback is better than the Eagles quarterback, but their team around them is phenomenal. I feel as though the Colts team is phenomenal. I feel as though everybody has something and we're wasting Josh Allen. When do we get to the point where we say we're wasting Josh Allen? Our drafts have not been good, but we are not putting elite talent around our most valuable piece on the team. He's doing everything, and I think coordinating or being a coordinator matters. Next year is scary. The Ravens are 1-5. They're going to have an early draft pick. I guarantee they go receiver. I'm just saying next year is going to be an issue. Everybody around us is getting better. If we don't win this year with a weak schedule, so to speak, and grab something now like we did with Amari Cooper last year after two losses, it's time to reach. I know Von Miller was supposedly a reach, but stop going defense. Give help to your best offensive piece. We'll let the defense catch up later. You make people one-dimensional if you can score a lot of points. They have to pass. That's all I got.
What are we trying to figure out?
So I'm saying we need to go get like elite talent now. I was excited when we had the idea of going to get a Myles Garrett. I'm just giving an example of elite talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's always just Josh Allen. Now we have maybe James Cook, but if you take Josh Allen out of the game, schematically, what do you have?
Well, nothing different than for the last 5 years, though. That's true the whole time.
That's the problem.
That's the same thing of all the top quarterback teams, isn't it? Isn't that the Baltimore point? Isn't that Kansas City? Isn't that Cincinnati? Isn't that all of them? Isn't that Dallas?
Like, no.
Which of these teams is like the same level of good without their star quarterback? None of them.
Even with the superstar players around him, like Cincinnati has.
Like, if my logic here is I can't live without Josh Allen, and I trade a first-round pick for somebody that you would consider worth it, and then I lose Josh Allen, I'm still dead. Disagree?
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know.
I think where CJ went. I think CJ's gone. Listen, I'm all for between now and Election Day, because that is also the day coinciding with the trade deadline in the NFL, exploring all avenues and options. It is right to point out that when they stumbled early last year, that they did pivot pretty quickly to we need another guy. And I don't know if because they did that last year, that makes it less likely that they'll do it, because to me, the same need is still there. I just don't know that they'll try to scratch that itch. I can't know what sort of conclusions, if any, were reached during this bye week where they're doing all this self-scouting and analysis, looking at, you know, what is working, what is not working, what we need, what we don't need, that kind of thing. But I would still prioritize another skill player if I could get my hands on one. I think the need is as great as it was last year, I think, and if not more so now, because it's just another year. Like everyone's another year older. Josh Allen's another year older. If not now, when? And I do like the caller's point about the conference. 2 weeks ago, it was, is it going to be, how easy is it going to be to just cruise to the number one seed? And now we're in a, you know, put your brass knuckles on, because you're in a fight for the division, let alone the conference.
Yeah, I mean, I want to go for it. If the Bills, it's been a while since they've won a game, but I still look at this season as one where you're trying to win a championship. So I do want to do that. I just want to make sure my logic makes sense. And whatever else we think is wrong with them or mistakes that they've made, I'm not sure any of that matters. It's really just, is there a move I can make? Can I flip a draft pick for somebody that will, you know, seriously give me a better chance to win? We always talk about wide receiver for this, and the dilemma I have about receiver is what's been said and documented about the general manager's attitude about wide receiver. Like, are we sure he would be like, okay, now it's all right. Now we need this. I don't know. They've had injuries. So it's sort of like picking up on last week's conversations. I'm not expecting them to want to do that. And plus, last year's trade didn't really work. They spent a day two draft pick on Cooper and they didn't get very much. So maybe they could do better than him. It's possible. I wouldn't be against it. I think this is what you do in the championship window, and they're in it. There's no saying they're really not in it just because a couple of other things have happened here. I would not dispute thinking that like the time is now or the time is the next 2 weeks to make a move.
It's as urgent as it's ever been.
Yeah, maybe.
For with as good a reasons as they've ever been, I think.
Yeah. And they, you know, they can afford it. They'll figure it out with the cap if they end up doing something like this. The draft picks, I think that's a decision you can make, is to try to spend a one on somebody that can make a difference. But really, who is that and what position would they play? Is it only wide receiver? You talk about defensive back, which is also a trade that they've made with Douglas going back 2 years ago. And, you know, that went okay, but they still lost. It's tough with football. It's really a fine line, I think. Who's available? Will they make a difference? And, you know, at the price, are we sure that it's worth it? The appearances-wise, it looks great. It sort of seems like, yeah, everybody would most everybody would be on board with it. But I don't think there are very many players that fit the mold. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.